more on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, Doug Steffen. Ken's monitoring your reactions and your input on our social media, facebook.com/Good Day, and the Twitter at Good Day Show location. So Kenny is up to that. Richie is up to no good as usual. We have some animals in the news, but before we get to that, the news from Salt Lake City today. Apparently, thieves this past week or last weekend, I'm not sure which, have pulled off the largest single copper wire heist in history.
Oh, man.
By snatching up 35,000 feet of copper wire from light poles along a stretch of a highway near the main part of the city. The state just spent $450,000 replacing stolen copper wire from last year. These guys, I mean, how smart does the state have to be or not be to have done the same thing over again? It's not like this is new. It's happened before. According to some, it's happened twice before. Where they put up, first of all, what are they using copper wire for instead of using fiber?
The exact thought that's just going through my head right now is who's laying copper still?
Right.
Nobody uses copper. Nobody. For years, nobody's been laying copper wire into the. I mean, even the old buildings that we were in when we were down in D.C., in our facility in Washington, D.C.,
yeah.
They were replacing the copper wires down there with fiber.
I remember, the only thing I remember about copper is when I was on the bus in junior high school, there was the bad boy of junior high. I used to sit on the bus, and when he'd go by a police officer, he'd yell out the window, "What's a policeman made of?
Copper.
Dirty copper."
Jeez. Nice.
Listen, I didn't promise you a rose garden here, Richie. All right, animals in the news, please. It is time for us to move into the land of bawk, 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 and quack, 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 quack. I don't know since I heard this, Richie. Maybe not long enough for some, but at any rate,
rockin' chickens.
It is. Chicken owners often take to urban farming blogs with a lament: where to house the ladies when they leave town. The owner of the Eugene Backyard Farmer in Eugene, Oregon, where we are heard every morning, used to offer a chicken sitting service, but biking around town before and after work proved onerous, so he came up with another idea, a luxury chicken hotel. The hotel is called The Nest. What else? And for now, there are two suites next, let's see here, to his farm supply store. One is called the Gold Campine, which is named for a rare breed with black and mottled feathers. The Blue Andalusian, which is a haughty show chicken with a big chest. The basic service in the chicken hotel, fresh food, water, and a safe place to sleep, cost $2 per chicken per night. For a dollar more, you can have deluxe accommodations for your chicken, including organic food, fresh vegetable scraps, and turndown service. Huh? Turndown service. When the store closes, which is around bedtime for chickens, the owner of the store or one of his employees will lure the hens into the enclosed area with worms. The chicken hotel opened up last month and is already booked through the end of May. Another indicator that the urban chicken phenomenon continues as city councils around the country vote to approve urban livestock. This guy's going to add some more split-level chicken suites, each of which houses 6 to 8 chickens a night. The Chicken Hotel, ladies and gentlemen, you will not hear this on the on any. Mancow's not going to talk about this. And certainly not going to get it on America's Morning Snooze. Now, you think Bill Bennett would be onto this, Richie, or not? Probably not.
No.
No.
Undoubtedly.
Yeah.
We've got the chickens covered for you.
Yeah, we have all of those important things. Now, moving over to another problem. Residents of a Florida city complaining to officials this week about unprovoked and unexpected attacks from aggressive ducks. Nothing worse than an aggressive duck unless it's an aggressive goose or an aggressive swan. Rosie Buckner of Miami Springs tells police that she was accosted by a duck suddenly and without warning while walking near a bike path. It was vicious, aggressive, horrible, this duck. Came after us from across the street. I fought the duck off, but not before I was bitten. Police say they have received several reports from around the city that attacks from overly aggressive ducks.
Why are you calling the police?
Muscovy ducks. What do you want to do? Just hit them with a rock?
I mean, what are the police going to do?
Go get those ducks!
The duck police.
The duck police. Quack, 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 quack! All right, other animals in the news. The story, Richie, from the Chimp Corner.
That's Kenny's story.
Oh, that's my, well,
yeah.
What's the one you have? Do you have a story about
Oh, me? I have.
Me, yes, you, Richie.
When beavers attack.
No.
Not that beaver. A different beaver.
Yes?
This is like the normal little beavers that you see, you know, with the cute little teeth and everything.
Yeah.
So, a fisherman who was trying to take a picture of a nice little beaver that he spotted on the side of a lake approached it to take a photograph. The beaver bit him on the thigh.
No. Is he had rabies?
Worse. Mm-hmm. Beavers have big teeth, right? They can put a big bite.
Yeah.
The animal managed to sever an artery in his leg.
Yeah.
And his friends couldn't stop the blood flow, and he died.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
So, and you don't
Killed
really,
by a beaver.
Yeah, but you don't... Exactly. You don't really think about beavers attacking. And it is rare, but apparently if you go to YouTube and search beaver attacks, they show a beaver going after a Russian man. And then last year here in Virginia, where I am, two girls were mauled by a beaver walking through the woods after they passed. And this makes me think, because behind my house I have a creek.
Yeah.
And there's lots of beavers. They take down trees all the time, and you see them laying across the creek. And I've actually spotted the beavers a couple of times, and they actually have park signs talking about, you know, there are beavers in here, and this is what beavers do, and this is how they, you know, infect the environment and the ecology and everything. But I've only seen the beaver. They usually run away as soon as they see you.
Oh, yeah. Exactly.
But you see the dams all the time, and my son Sean would want to climb out into the creek, and I'm like, dude, not go knew that dam, because if the beaver gets scared, he can and will bite.
Yeah.
So, but beavers in the news.
Yes, thank you. And now Bubbles in the news. Kenny?
Yeah, you remember Bubbles, Michael Jackson's chimp?
Right.
He's about 30 years old and has been abandoned by the Jackson family.
Really?
Aww.
He's in an animal refuge in Florida, an annual animal sanctuary, and he's been there since 2002. Michael put him there when his first son was born, when Prince Michael Jr. was born. And but Michael used to take his kids, and they would visit him often. But since he passed away, everybody has just forgotten about him, and it cost the sanctuary close to $20,000 a year to take care of him. But there was nothing in Michael's will for it.
Yeah.
So nobody, they said,
with
LaToya,
all that money,
they
have anything to take care of the monkey?
No. Wow. LaToya's been the last one to see Bubbles, and that was a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
That is. Crazy.
Two things popped me in the face in this story. The one, Michael Jackson had the sense to take what could be a wild animal out of where his kids could be hurt.
Mm-hmm.
So that showed me he was thinking. Two, why does it cost $20,000 to care for a monkey throughout the course of a year?
That was my question when I saw this. $20,000
a year. What
do you
do with this monkey that it costs you $20,000? Okay, feed, and I suppose he lives in some kind of nice enclosure with some trees and a fence and maybe a couple of other monkeys.
Turn down service.
Turn down.
Yeah, like the chicken hotel.
Yeah. But what are you feeding the monkey that it costs $20,000?
I think that's a little inflated, Richie.
Well,
cost of food is going up, though.
It is Michael Jackson's monkey.
Yeah, maybe they should make him vegetarian out of this.
He eats bananas. I mean, what is it? Monkeys aren't.
Monkeys.
They aren't carnivores.
You sure?
No, they eat fruits and nuts and berries and stuff.
Anybody know? 888-302-3684. Are monkeys carnivores or vegetarians?
I can ask my friend the internet, too.
Yeah, you can do that, Richie. All right, it's 16 past the hour. All of us Speaking of vegetarians, every day thousands of innocent plants are killed by vegetarians. Help end the violence. Richie would like you to eat more meat. Save those plants. All right, more Richie Lewis research, and we'll have that. So stand by, spot on here on Good Day.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You could save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Over a million products, Grainger's your one-stop shop to help keep your facility running. And no one has more of the best brands. Like GE, Grainger is America's largest industrial distributor of GE lighting products, including LEDs, which use up to 80% less energy. The brands you want, the products you need, the good-looking radio guy you love to hear. Okay, I added that part. So call, visit a branch, or click Grainger.com/GE Lighting today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
So I knew it was important to have life insurance to protect our family, but I was putting it off. But then yesterday, a girlfriend of mine asked me, point blank, what would happen if you lost your husband? How would you pay the bills? The mortgage? The car payments? Food? And that's when it really hit me, and I realized I needed to get us life insurance. Right now. So I called AIG Direct, and in less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $17 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing the kids and I are protected. And my husband was so happy I got the quote.
Save up to 70% when you get term life insurance through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no obligation quote. It only takes 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. Call now. 1-800-463-9184.
That's the sound of Celsin Science wiping out dandruff. Introducing Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Feel it get to the root of dandruff and gently whisk scalp irritation away with soothing vitamins B5, E, and essential oils. Now when you style your hair, it feels oh so good to the touch. New Celsin Blue Sensitive Scalp. Science for your scalp. Use as directed.
On the Good Day program, Ken Kessler is babysitting your thoughts, and I mean that in the most positive sense, at facebook.com/good day, and also on Twitter. So we have some comments. We were talking earlier this morning about core curriculum and how the federal government is once again doing the Obamacare thing, only this is with education, to mandate everybody does the same thing so that nobody gets any local education anymore. It's all by rote. Whatever the feds say, that's what you got to do. So what are people saying about that, Kenny?
Gene says education in the government's hands will just continue to dumb down the population.
Yeah, and we know that's been happening. Look at how the lack of information is used when it comes to voting and how few people get out to vote. Local elections all over the country this week, very low voter turnout. All right, what else are you following?
We were talking about the top TV themes earlier. Gary says his is MASH. Jeff says The Odd Couple. And that's it.
All right.
MASH is an all-time great for sure.
Keep up with us. Twitter.com, no, Facebook.com/Good Day, and at Twitter, at Good Day Show, 21 after the hour.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Do you owe the IRS money that you can't pay? Are tax liens and levies ruining your life? Are you tired of being afraid just to go to the mailbox? If this describes you, then Dan Pilla can help.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax problems for more than 30 years. In fact, I wrote the book that made it possible to negotiate settlements with the IRS, and I've helped thousands of people do exactly that. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. New changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever before eliminate their debts once and for all. There's no need for you to suffer another day with IRS debt. Call 800-346-6829. I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Good pop rock music. Thanks to Bob Seger. He has the Silver Bullet Band.
Silver Bullet Band, absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
All right, crank it up, Richie. Just crank it up.
This is back in the days when I used to wait in line to see Journey and waited all night to get tickets for Bob Seger to see him, and he was great.
She stood there bright as the sun on that California coast. He was a Midwestern boy on his own. She looked at him with those soft eyes so innocent and blue. He knew right then he was too far from home.
So, the boys are playing here because the girls are gone. Jennifer and Roberta not here. So we're doing boys' music. I think that's what this basically is, among other things.
I mean, we love Bob Seger, so we want to hear him every now and then. But more than anything, Bob Seger has a big fan, and this big fan was 79 years old, is 79 years old, and was in a coma for the last 5 years.
Wow.
Evie Brannon. And she woke up from her coma in a nursing home and requested to go see Bob Seger in concert. She says, I want to go to a Bob Seger concert.
First thing when she opens her eyes.
So it's been almost 2 years now, and her wish has finally come true. The staff members at the Willowbrook Manor, who cared for her since her stroke in 2007, made it happen. And they arranged a ticket and even threw in a limo ride and a post-concert dinner.
Yeah.
And she says, I want to meet Bob Seger, and I want to give him a hug. Apparently, before her coma, she had seen Bob Seger 5 times in concert. And her other thing is she's looking for love and has posted a video online, and she's looking for a boyfriend now, too. So maybe a date for the Bob Seger concert. She's 79 years old.
God love her. I hope I'm not too young. All right, let's get to something else going on here. You know how I'm a fan of crowdfunding. We're spending more and more time talking about crowdfunding on the air, and that's because there are a lot of these great crowdfunding sites like Indiegogo and Kickstarter. The Veronica Mars movie. Remember we talked about this a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah. How they're trying to get funding to do a new one.
They got $5 million on Kickstarter. So the creator of the program, Rob Thomas, says the cast is coming to Comic-Con this summer, signing autographs at the Warner Brothers booth. You ever been to that, Kenny?
Ken goes every year.
Every year, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
July 18th to 21st in San Diego. So Rob Thomas is going to be there, and all of them will be working after that on this new version, the Veronica Mars movie.
Now, how much does $5 million get you in the movie making business?
It gets you in the door, and then you build all of whatever at $5 million. If you hit $50 million, $5 million means it'll cost you $10 million, and then they'll figure on, depending on how good. This is a very popular television show, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, so they're going to have like 24. They'll have a built-in base for this thing. So if they spend $10 to $20 million to make it, pretty much can be assured that it'll bring in $50 million or more domestically. So you have automatically, with these sorts of things, I told you my son was working on a movie that's going to be done down in Brazil. One of the reasons they're doing it in Brazil, and the theme is a Brazilian theme, is because it's so inexpensive to do a movie down there. America is the most expensive place in the world to do a movie. Canada is pretty competitive now. You can do well in Europe, but South America is getting in on the act.
Sure.
So they want to have a lot of people come down to Brazil and to Chile and Argentina, even Colombia, although people still have that stigma attached to Colombia. They don't want to go there.
That's fine.
Yeah, I know, but that's not, you have to convince people of that.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's what they're doing with Veronica Mars, and thanks to Kickstarter. If you haven't been to one of those sites, Indiegogo or Kickstarter, if you go there, you get a lot of great ideas on helping.
Stuff, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Helping nonprofits, helping companies, yourself. So you might want to check that out. It's 20 and after on Good Day.
A family goes mental in a good way. I'm Bill Newcott, and this is AARP's Movies for Grownups.
The hills are alive with the sound of music, with song.
Australian mom Shirley Moochmore is losing touch with reality in the new comedy, Mental. And so she stands in her suburban backyard, imagining she's Julie Andrews in The Sound of Music. Her irresponsible husband, played by Without a Trace star Anthony LaPaglia, has her committed. To care for their five daughters, he hires literally the first person he meets on the street, a woman named Shaz, who turns out to be exactly what this dysfunctional family needs. It's a strangely heartwarming story, and it's all true, says the film's writer and director, P.J. Cooper.
I plead guilty. I take full responsibility for the family depicted in Mental. In fact, I grew up with them. It's a very autobiographical film. Almost everything that you see on screen actually happened. My dad was, you know, not exactly father of the year. He was an absentee dad. And my mum was a very highly strung woman and was in and out of institutions. And my dad, at the end of his rope, picked up a hitchhiker. He trusted her because she had a dog.
She's staying in your room.
Dad, will I sleep?
You share with John.
I am Jane.
I don't care about that anymore. Tell your problems to What's Her Name.
What's Her Name is Shaz, played to quirky perfection by Toni Collette.
Shaz, we got mountains to climb. It takes guts. The point of getting to the top anyway.
Not being at the bottom.
So I came home from school one day, and there was this strange woman sitting on a couch, a hunting knife sticking out of her boot. She was sort of a mixture of Ellen DeGeneres and Steve Irwin. She showed up, moved into our house. For me, she's one of the first people who actually believed in me.
Mental is in theaters now, and you can tweet with Shaz herself.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Why should you be in Arizona this month?
One reason. Prepper Fest AZ. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, April 26th through 28th. Get free training and hands-on experience from leading preparedness experts.
Everything you need to be prepared.
Plus, longevity information. And guest speaker Dr. Joel Wallach speaks on Sunday. Don't miss Prepper Fest AZ, April 26th through 28th.
In Scottsdale, Arizona.
For schedule and flyer worth $2 off, go to PrepperFestAZ.com. That's PrepperFestAZ.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
The coming financial collapse is real. The subsequent social unrest will happen. Even if you made it out of suburbia alive, where would you take your family? Act now to secure your survival retreat in the American Redoubt with the experts at SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. The American Redoubt is the designated safe haven for all liberty-minded patriots relocating to Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming. Get eyes, ears, and boots on the ground. Get professional, confidential, discreet advice. Get SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. Call 208-627-2855. Save time, money, and stress while you secure your ultimate survival retreat property now, before it's too late. Water, energy, food, defense. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com. SurvivalRetreatConsulting.com.
Says talent on loan from God. I borrowed mine from Rich. Well, actually, he borrowed his from me.
I need it back.
That's how it works. Yeah. Good luck.
I'm a little short on it today.
Yeah. Really? No, we haven't got the girls here to bump us along. Yeah. It's Kenny and Richie and Doug on Good Day for Friday, the 12th of April, as we work our way through some of the issues of the day, the best stories, little information, maybe a little entertainment, a few news nuggets here and there. So, for those of you who are looking out for terrorists, perhaps you ought to look in the mirror, according to the federal government, or at least
what my wife tells me.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, here's the here's what may qualify you for being a terrorist. You ready?
Sure.
Do you not like paying taxes?
Yes, I do not like paying taxes. I like paying my fair share of taxes. Let's put it that way, yes.
Okay, but you know, most people don't like
paying taxes. Idea of fair share and their idea of fair share don't really jive.
Right, things, right. Are you fighting foreclosure? No.
No.
Do you feel like no one should be allowed to commit violence against you and don't always blindly follow the commands of authorities?
Yes.
Me. Do you film encounters with police or believe gold makes better currency than the Federal Reserve notes?
Yeah, the Federal Reserve notes are worthless.
Well, you may be, Richie, part of a domestic terrorism movement.
Good.
Not even know it.
Yeah.
Today, the LA Times has posted an article attempting to define a domestic terrorist movement consisting of as many as 300,000 Americans or more. Some are even labeled as nonviolent paper terrorists. Now, this is sort of Orwellian in a manner of speaking. A non-violent,
non-violent
terrorist. If you can think of one,
terrorist,
please share it with us. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, or Doug, Rich, or Ken. Any of us, take your email at DougStefan.com. The so-called terror group called Sovereigns. The government defines them as zealots who refuse to recognize government authority in virtually any form. I guess that's me. I don't like government.
No, that's not you.
It isn't?
In any form?
Well, I don't, in terms of taxes.
I think you recognize some government authority. I don't like using the word government authority.
Well, it is, I don't like authority. I've never been big on authority, no matter what it was in my life.
But you recognize a need for government.
We have to have defense. We need to make sure that the buses and trains run on time. And you need, in some way, shape,
you
or
need
form,
an infrastructure
to take care of those who can't take care of themselves.
Sure.
Other than that, government is a waste of everybody's effort and time, but yet you get it every day, all
day,
from
everybody.
Tricky,
wicked
the government.
When you use to take care of people who can't take care of themselves, define that one. That's
people
where you
can't
get
work, people who don't have mental or physical capacity.
To some, it's everybody.
Well, not according to me, it isn't. There's a strict rule on that one.
We're a terrorists.
Yeah, we are. Hmm. According to the federal government, there are a lot of people like us. Again, the article, just what it does, of course, is an exaggeration here.
Yeah.
But I'm looking at a picture of Janet Napolitano holding up a picture of what are described as terrorists. And the what they do to describe terrorists is concomitant with what I just described. But you know that sort of is the way a lot of people think. I'm going to build a tent and move out of the fire. I'm going to go move into the forest, and I'm just going to live in the tent. What do you think?
My kids want to do that in the backyard this summer, so you can join us if you get tired of the tent on the farm.
If I get lonely,
sure.
I can come down and join you.
Yeah, I got a six-man tent.
No kidding.
Yeah, sure.
Good for you, Richie.
Nice.
Congratulations.
Ken, you're welcome, too.
Uh-huh. I wanted to point out something earlier this week. I had a lady on named Brenda Watson, who has a solution to lots of problems that are bothering you and your body. Things like, we talked about how important it is to have fiber, high fiber, in your system, in your diet. This is something that is it supports optimal digestion and heart health. A product called Triple Fiber will help you get all the fiber. We were talking earlier today, I think, about what happens when you're allergic to certain things. We have a lot of people who have allergies to most everything. You will find your allergies pretty much disappear when you use Triple Fiber from the folks that bring you hope. So if you want to find out how to get this, I would suggest you go online to DougStephan.com. A right-hand side of the homepage, you can click on where you see the Hope logo. Get the background, if you will, the story behind the story of these products, and find out how you can have some hope for helping out your body and your bodily functions as you move forward. Speaking of help, the idea that you can go to college but not have to go to college. Richie went to college.
Yeah, but I didn't really go to college.
No, you didn't really go to college.
Right. That was kind of the same thing, yeah.
Kenny, you went to college, right?
I had lunch there, yeah.
You had lunch there, okay. All right. There is a new program for the two of you.
Yeah.
And perhaps for people who are like you who are a bit younger than you. There is the University of Wisconsin has started this. They're going to, the people that are involved in this, if you want to get a diploma from the University of Wisconsin, you could end up involving yourself in one of these courses or in a program that gets you a bachelor's degree without ever setting foot on campus. There's a good faculty there. I know a lot about University of Wisconsin. Good school. Instead, though, people that are in this program will go through hours of testing at your home computer under this program that promises to award a bachelor's degree based on what you know, not class time, not credits, but what you know. You get all kinds of credits for doing certain things, like in computer consulting. You want a bachelor's, you don't have one, you started right out of high school, you're a computer whiz, and now you're finding that it's necessary in the job world to
have a degree. Use your life experience.
Right, that's what you do.
Yeah.
A massive open online course system at the University of Milwaukee is going to attract supposedly several hundred students who want a bachelor's degree, and the possible solution to a lot of people who, I'm a great believer, frankly, in experience being the best teacher.
Yeah.
But we have this stigma, if you don't have a college degree, the president has said this, want everybody to have a college degree. That's nonsense. Everybody shouldn't have a college degree. But at any rate, if you want one and you find yourself frustrated because you have more knowledge than the prof does who's teaching the classes, how many times does that happen? In an undergraduate program, a lot of times, some of the smarter students are better at the coursework than the professors are, or the adjuncts.
Especially when you get into classes where a lot of adults are taking the courses.
Right, exactly. And that's what this is aimed at.
Who have had that life experience.
Yeah, right. So, and I'm betting that if this is successful, and I'm thinking it's going to be, the University of Wisconsin, you'll see a lot of state schools all around the country, if they aren't offering programs like this, for no classroom time required at all. Sometimes there's a clinical or...
So it's not the same as when I went, where you signed up for the classes.
No.
And you paid for the classes. You just didn't really go to them that much.
Yeah, that's not what they're suggesting, Richie. But I'm glad to hear that was your experience. It explains a lot of things.
It sure does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does, yeah. So anyway, Wisconsin says about 20% of adult residents have some college course credit but don't have a degree. And because there are jobs that require a degree, this program appeals to potential students who lack the time or resources to go back to school. And also, if you listen, if you're at a company that requires a master's degree, or they've changed the specs, and you got the job, you had a high school degree, but you had some experience. So as you work your way through this, and they require a bachelor's job, they say, well, you got to go back to school. Here's a way of going back to school. I think it's a very, I think this is so flexible.
Yeah.
That's so appealing in many ways. And colleges are becoming a victim of themselves because many of the private colleges are just too expensive.
It's so crazy expensive.
It's too expensive.
It's ridiculous.
People borrowing all this money, the Pell Grants and the Sallie Mays and their hoo-ha.
I can't imagine. I was talking to my neighbor the other day, and he's spending $30,000 a year for his daughter's education. I'm just
like, cost in Heidelberg.
Yeah, I'm just...
That's a lot of money. And that's not expensive. Go to places like Brown.
Right.
And the Ivy League schools.
You're my nephew who just graduated.
45, 50 grand a year?
And my nephew, who just graduated, is such a smart kid.
Yep.
He's going to get his CPA in the next few months. He's going to test for a CPA, and he's just graduating. Already has a job lined up.
Good for him.
Paying him, I don't know, 70 or 80 grand a year. He went first 2 years community college, second 2 years got some grants and whatnot, and went to the University of Maryland, got his degree. Did very well, already has a job, barely has any loans to pay off.
Yep.
Just a smart kid. And I'm just like, thank God you're not $200,000 in debt for this.
Good news for those who want an alternative anyway. Speaking of good news, how about some more? The good news, if you would like to look your best, we had the hair from Provia. What is it? Provia. Provia?
Provia.
Provia. Earlier on. Now it's time for us to give you our daily reminder about power swabs. We're talking about people advancing themselves, going to school, getting an education. You go for that job interview and you've got ugly teeth. They're going to say, you're well qualified, but you're ugly. And you can't have the job. You'll scare away our customers. So, if you're like the thousands and thousands and thousands of Americans who've tried whitening toothpaste, actually tens of them, probably millions at this point, because a lot of people who've smoked or have a lot of coffee and tea in their diet, they drink wine, they have stains on their teeth. And these stains are ugly, man. Ugly. So, if you don't want to mess with the strips, you don't want to mess with that stuff that you put in the tray, it makes your gums really painful, then I would recommend to you that you try Power Swabs. It's the first of its kind, a whitening toothpaste system that will lift the stains off your teeth in 5 minutes. Unlike normal bleach whiteners, Power Swabs works on your natural teeth and crowns, bonds, caps, veneers, all that stuff. And it does it because of this functional composite that's made from coconut oil. That's how this cleaner is coconut-based. So forget the bleach whitener, the tray, all that stuff. Get Power Swabs. Get your teeth where they're supposed to be. Look well again. 800-865-7602 for Power Swabs. Call now. Mention Doug Stephan. You get 50% off the retail price. 800-865-7602. So you want to show off your teeth again? You want to smile some more? Remember that old song, you'll never smile again. You will if you're using Power Swabs to clean up your teeth. Try it risk-free at 800 800- 865-7602. You'll be pleased.
Because Jan switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, her savings account wants to take her to a fireworks show. But it can't. It's a savings account. It can't read where the next fireworks show is in the local paper. Switch to Geico, and every time you see extra money, you'll know your savings account wants to take you to a fireworks show. But remember, it can't. It doesn't know how to read. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I am so sick of double talk from our politicians about fixing our broken economy. So today I'm turning over the mic to Breda, a smart 9-year-old girl, to help explain the simple truth about money. Welcome, Breda. How do you feel about the rising debt, the shrinking dollar?
Well, Roger, I'm disgusted. I work hard for my allowance, taking care of my dog, doing my chores and homework. That's why I use the paper dollars I earn to buy gold and silver.
You do?
Uh-huh. At least now my money can grow with me instead of holding shrinking dollars.
Ha! Where'd you learned so much about money?
My grandpa says the only money worth saving today is real money, gold and silver, and it's all explained in a new book, The Great Debasement. It's that simple.
Well, there you have it, from the mouths of babes, the very babes soon forced to pay the bill for government mismanagement. Take Breda's advice. Learn how to win the battle for your money. Call now for a free copy of The Great Debasement. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646 for the simple truth.
If you love movies where American GIs are wearing the white hats, there's a fantastic event taking place in the Washington, D.C. area this May. The GI Film Festival is the nation's only military film festival. The mission is to honor the troops through film, and no matter what kind of movie you like to watch, you'll find it there. You can also meet real military heroes, attend first-class parties, and walk the red carpet with patriotic Hollywood stars. The festival runs May 6th through 12th. Visit GIFilmFestival.com for more details. GIFilmFestival.com.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel. Definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
That guy's voice, or do anything that guy's voice.
Pretty good voice. He's got the radio voice.
All right. If you have not heard of this before, now, if at no other time during the morning or the day you've been thankful of the fact that you were tuned into the Doug Stephan Good Day program, you definitely are going to be happy after I bring you into the world of that sinking feeling in your stomach. Not when your girlfriend says that she wants to take a time out, but when your friends are Instagramming photos of their fun night out and you're not in the fun.
Oh, this is, yeah, this is...
fear of missing out is a big deal, and we're covering this today at DougStephan.com. Some tips, in fact. First of all, you got to be honest. Your first step in handling this problem should be to evaluate your skills and your position. Do you really need to be included in a project that's being led by another department? Are there a lot of people who are having this problem that worry about what's going on at work instead of doing their own job? Is that happening? Is this creating stress? It seems to be on the mind of people. It's called FOMO, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
I would think that would be more applicable to people in their social lives.
Well, it also creates an issue in that, let's say you and I are going out for dinner.
Right.
You couldn't go out tonight because you had work to do.
Right.
And you have to tell me, hey, listen, don't post that you're with me at dinner because I told such and such that I couldn't go out with them tonight.
Right.
Or the turnaround of that is that you and I go out to dinner, and Ken is like, oh, well, I wonder why they didn't invite me to go to dinner with them.
Or, worse yet, Kenny walks into the restaurant while you and I are having dinner.
Well, that's kind of what Facebook does. It does the same thing as that. It lets everybody know, hey, I went out with this person. Well, how come they didn't go out with me? Or they told me they couldn't go out. So I've actually had people tell me, hey, listen, don't post anything about me being here because I'm not supposed to be out here and I don't want such and such to see it.
Yep. Yeah.
It's such a tricky wicket that you get into with this social networking.
Is this site. More women than men, one would wonder?
In my experience, yes, it has been more women than men that have to manage their Facebook.
Yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For those who know the benefits of silver, for those who know the healing history of silver, and for those who want to be prepared, now there's Silver Gauze, a nylon elastic wrap with silver bonded to each individual fiber. Silver Gauze is a long-lasting, washable, and reusable must-have for any emergency kit. Get yours today at SilverGauze.com, spelled silver, G-A-U-Z-E.com. Silver Gauze is what your emergency kit is missing.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
By Blondie from the movie American Gigolo. The song hit number one this week in 1980. Blondie, also known as Deborah Harry. Remember when Uri tried to fix me up with her a number of years ago?
Yeah, that didn't work out too well.
I never got to meet her. Actually, it was in one of those trial balloons. Would you like to do this if I can do that? Anyway, this interesting lady, but she's way too old for me now, Richie.
And funny, she just called and said the same thing about you.
Really?
Yeah.
Won't be the first time I heard
she
that.
She said, you know, I would have gone out with him, but he's way too old for
way
me
too
now.
Old, yeah. All right, let's see here. 54 past the hour. What are you laughing at? Why are you laughing?
I was just thinking it's a shame you could have been sitting by the fireplace with your children right now.
All right, I could have done that. Yeah, I can still do that without having to have anybody else there but my children. Anyway, the movie contest, we'll get to that. And Chucker has the list of new movies coming out today to see what sort of excitement we can build up for the box office. AMC offering free popcorn this weekend. You know that, Chucker? Free small popcorn. All the AMC theaters across the country today, tomorrow, and on Sunday.
To go with your $7 drink.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right. So this movie was number one during this week in 1997. It featured an actor. Actually, it featured a number of actors well known today. This guy, who is the star, did a lot of this. These roles were fairly typical for him. So you can figure out what the movie is. Then call us at 888-302-3684 for the winner. We'll get a swell Doug Steffen prize. Here's the first clue.
Is there a Mrs. Mysterio?
No, but I have a very nice cat.
Not the same.
But you don't know my cat. It's very demanding.
It? You don't know if it's a boy or a girl?
I respect his privacy.
Another one of these. We've had the same two guys on twice this week.
Yeah, my favorite.
888-302-3684. Here's the next clue.
I know all have husbands and wives and children and houses and dogs and, you know, they've made themselves a part of something and they can talk about what they do. And what am I going to say? I killed the president of Paraguay with a fork. How have you been?
Got it.
That's all about. But anyway, I don't know this movie. I know the voice of, I know what it is because I know what it is. Chuck, have you got this figured out, by the way?
Yeah, I believe so. I don't think it was a big hit, though. Was it, Rich?
It wasn't a big box office
number
hit.
One.
No, but it
during this week in 1997.
It?
Yeah.
It's done well on video for years and years and years.
Yeah. All right, here's the last clue.
Where have you been for 10 years?
I freaked out, joined the Army, went into business for myself, I'm a professional killer.
Oh, does that, do you have to do postgraduate work for that, or can you jump right in? I'm curious about that.
No, it's an open market.
Open market, yeah. That's good. Wow.
888-302-3684. Jump in now while you can. If you have the answer, we'll be happy to talk to you and give you something swell. In the meantime, Chucker will give us the rundown of what's opening today at the box office in just a moment on Good Day.
The sound of small business getting busier. Can you tell which one is using AT&T? Truth is, they all are, because businesses of all kinds can find AT&T customizable plans that fit their exact needs. Whether it's broadband, mobility, or nationwide voice, at AT&T, we can help your business get humming.
I need more receipt paper, please.
Call 1-855-877-4288 today and ask about special offers available for new small business packages. AT&T, rethink possible.
Oh, yeah! Who's the man? Right here!
Does your fill-up make you feel this good? It can, with Shell and the Fuel Rewards Network program, where members pay less for Shell fuel.
Yeah.
Just shop through FuelRewards.com and dine at participating restaurants to earn rewards. Then use your Fuel Rewards Network card at participating Shell stations to...
Hey, big!
Want to pay less for fuel? A lot less? Sign up free at FuelRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Limit 20 gallons per purchase per vehicle. For information on rewards expiration and other details, see FuelRewards.com.
All right, let's get to our list of the things that are going to be interesting, if any, at the box office this weekend, Chucker.
Well, I think the one will be of interest, Doug, the 42, which is the new baseball film.
Of
Jackie Robinson. I'll say this, Warner Brothers has given this film an immense marketing push, yeah. Running a continuous coming attraction trailers. It's tracking in the $20 million range. Well, this is the type of film that if it hits with the public, it should have some decent legs. I look forward to seeing it.
Yeah,
also
me too.
Opening is Scary Movie 5. Now, if you want to see a pre-opening credit sequence featuring Charlie Sheen and Lindsay Lohan, be my guest, but I have a feeling I'm going to take a pass on that one. Other news of interest, Glenn Mazzara, who was the showrunner for the popular AMC series The Walking Dead, hired to write the script for a feature film prequel to the movie The Shining, which will be titled The Overlook Hotel. I think if they cast the right actor in the main role, whatever the script will be, I think this has potential to be a very big film.
All right, this lady from El Paso is calling. What's the name of that movie, ma'am?
Point Blank.
It's actually Gross Point Blank, but close enough for government work. Number one, during this week in 1997. Thank you.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.